Both play a role. Speculators help with price discovery, and of course consumers use it for as a currency. So I think that's likely to be the trend with Bitcoin as well. The difference is that it's supply and demand right now, and the demand is far outstripping supply, and that drives the price up in these parabolic curves.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually we'll settle in at a valuation that is fair mm-hmm. for mass consumer adoption when we get to that point.
Absolutely, but I'm sure you heard Bitcoin skeptics comparing this new currency to a Ponzi scheme or warning of a possible bubble. And you know that, you know, like in the case with housing bubble or high-tech bubble, the problem was not in the actual, you know, assets that were behind those industries, but in the amount of speculation that surrounded it. So it seems that the same thing is now happening with Bitcoin. A lot of speculators are drawn to it.
Well, maybe. I mean, that's, who knows what's really happening. No one can even give you a good answer on why the price of a widely held and publicly traded stock like GE goes up and down on some days. So it's hard to predict why or how the Bitcoin price is moving or what's underlying it. Whether it's a bubble or not is suggestive that at some point it will eventually hit zero. I don't believe that to be true, so I wouldn't necessarily call it a bubble in that strict sense. Certainly there are going to be price surges and corrections. We'll probably see more of these along the way, again, as supply and demand work themselves out, as more and more consumers come into the system.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be a few years while that happens. And that's one of the reasons why I caution people. This is a very high-risk environment, and it's really not ready yet for your average everyday investor to trust their savings mm-hmm. to it in any way. Anybody who puts money into the system now should expect that they could lose all of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think is the fair price of a Bitcoin unit at the moment? Would you yourself buy it for $900?
Sure. I mean, if this technology reaches even a fraction of its potential, then $900 would likely be a bargain, especially if it's used as a currency in the future. Now, it's also possible that Bitcoin could have an extremely useful purpose if it was valued at 10 cents, just as a payment mechanism. But most likely, it's going to be worth a lot more as more and more people use it, as more and more people see it as a legitimate alternative for payments online, for international remittances, and as a store of value.
But you do understand that the main condition incentive for people to see it as a viable alternative would be to decrease the volatility of that market, and that could only be done if you know, not so many speculations were taking place. I wonder if you think there is any non-authoritarian way of reining in speculators and protecting those commercial consumers that see Bitcoin as a currency.
Sure. Well, I would just disagree with the premise slightly. I think what will happen is that right now there isn't the service layer built on top of the protocol yet, the infrastructure to support consumer adoption in a mass way yet. I think that the precedent thing to mass consumer adoptions, which will eventually settle out the price, is building a solid foundation infrastructure for the system. So that's Bitcoin exchanges that are functional in countries around the world, merchant acquirers like BitPay, who's testifying in the Senate as well, and of course secure storage for Bitcoins for consumers who can't take the security risk on themselves, things like that. So that's the infrastructure that needs to be built out first. And I think as the infrastructure is built out and then new service layers for consumer services, business-to-business services, things like that, that was what will level out the price.
Now, one of the issues that was raised at the hearing over and over again is a question of what is Bitcoin, whether it is a digital currency or a commodity. How do you yourself answer this question?
It's both, which is a little bit of a tricky answer, I suppose. What Bitcoin is it's a protocol for moving value across the internet, and it's a protocol for a whole new global financial system. And so currency is a part of that, commodities are a part of that, securities are a part of that. All of those things can be built on top of the Bitcoin protocol. So what I usually say to regulators when they say, well, what category does this fit in? Well, it depends on how you use Bitcoin. If you use Bitcoin to create securities, then you're regulated as a security. If you use it to make commodities, then you'll be regulated as a commodity. And if you use it to transmit money, then you'll be regulated as a money transmitter.
Now, part of the Bitcoin pitch is very aspirational, breaking free of manipulative governments and corrupt financial institutions. And I think the main thing that allowed many of their wrongdoings to happen was the lack of transparency. And yet, when it comes to Bitcoin, it's very difficult to come by any reliable data on what is an average value of transaction and what is the most common nature of transaction, whether it is driven by speculation, by some shady deals, or indeed by some legitimate retail or commercial market.